You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shanae. Are you currently in need of assistance?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Dominique Wilson.
And the spelling of your name also?
The first name?
Yes, ma'am.
D-O-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E. Bolton,
and also spell your last name.
C-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And what's a good callback number, your phone number to be used for service?
510-927-7652.
Okay, I heard the 510-927. What was the last four?
7652.
All right. And at that phone number, would you like to receive a mobile text with your estimated time of arrival for tonight's service?
Yes.
Right. Ms. Shindetta Race may apply. You can go ahead and provide that policy number you're calling about.
The policy number is... GSP90241892/00.
All right, so that's GSP90241893-00.
Yes.
All right, and what's the VIN number for the vehicle that you're calling about? And once you provide it in phonetics such as A as in apple, B as in boy, when it comes to the letters, you can provide the VIN number once you have it.
VIN number is J as in Jack, N as in Nyla, the number eight, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, 5, M as in Mary, R as in Ray, X as in X-ray, H as in Harry, T as for Toddler, 7005-83.
Okay, so where I need you to go back to, because there was a break in the phone, there was a break in the connection, to the after the X as an X-ray.
Okay. H as in Harry. T as in Toddler.
7005-83. Right. So using the VIN or the policy number, it's giving us no results found for roadside assistance.
Wait, it says what?
It's giving us no results for roadside assistance, and I can repeat all of the information back to you just to verify it, which I've already repeated the policy, but I can repeat the VIN back, but we're getting no results when using, those are the only two pieces of information we're able to use. Normally, we can just do the policy, but if the policy doesn't work, we ask for the VIN, that piece of information, and using either or, we're not getting any results for roadside.
Okay, I just got off the phone with the company and they're connecting me to you.
Yes, now they will send you over. And the only thing about that is they're going to send you over to roadside assistance. But if you contact them back, what you would need to have them verify is that your roadside is still active. Because you can, the policy is going to pull up for them, of course, but you need them to verify that your roadside assistance is still active for that policy. Because when we're not getting anything for roadside. We're not going to see your policy, but we can only have access to the roadside, and it's giving us nothing with using the information. We don't have access to any of the policies, the actual policy, because we're just dispatchers. But for the roadside, it's not giving us anything with the VIN number or the policy number.
Okay, so let me call her back.
So, yeah, you would just speak back with them and tell them to verify your roadside assistance on the account.
Okay.
All right, and you're able to give us a call back. Thank you for calling Roadside Assistance.